From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP's top executives have just arrived at the White House, where they'll be meeting with President Obama within the hour. NPR's John Idstey reports the president will demand that the company put billions of dollars into a special fund controlled by an independent administrator to pay for damages from the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
The White House has insisted all along it has the authority to force BP to establish the account. In his speech, the president made clear it will happen.
I will meet with the chairman of BP and inform him that he is to set aside whatever resources are required to compensate the workers and business owners who have been harmed as a result of his company's recklessness.
The president did not say how large the fund would be. Some members of Congress have suggested $20 billion. BP and the administration are still fighting over whether the fund will compensate workers and businesses for the economic effects of the president's six-month moratorium on deepwater drilling. It could cost the Gulf Coast economy many tens of billions of dollars. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
The latest victim of militant attacks in Afghanistan is a regional official who was considered an important ally of the NATO-led forces trying to secure a key Taliban stronghold. NPR's Corey Flintoff in Kabul reports the official and two others have been killed in a car bombing.
The attackers used a remote-controlled car bomb to kill Haji Abdul Jabbar, governor of the Arghandab district of Kandahar. U.S. and NATO officials regarded Jabbar as an important partner in efforts to revitalize a farming area that was once known as the breadbasket of Afghanistan. Militants in the Kandahar area have been conducting a campaign of assassination and intimidation. That's in advance of a planned coalition operation aimed at restoring the largest city in southern Afghanistan to government control. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The head of U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, is back before the Senate Armed Services Committee today testifying about that U.S.-led operation in Afghanistan. Petraeus making light of his brief fainting spell during yesterday's hearing.
A little bit lightheaded there. It wasn't Senator McCain's questions I attribute.
Petraeus has told lawmakers he supports the president's plan to begin a gradual withdrawal of U.S. forces in Afghanistan next year if conditions permit. Housing construction is down to its lowest level this year. The Commerce Department says home building fell 10% last month, a sharper decline than analysts had expected. Economist Hugh Johnson with Johnson Illington Advisors says there are no longer any federal tax credits for home buyers to bolster home construction.
With the expiration of those tax credits, we're seeing some weakness in housing in just about every number that you look at.
In a separate report this morning, the Labor Department says wholesale prices declined 0.3% last month thanks to a drop in energy cost. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 39 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Troops in Kyrgyzstan are trying to maintain a fragile lull in the ethnic fighting there. Those clashes have been centered in the country's second-largest city, Osh, and NPR's David Green is there saying minority Uzbeks are trying to leave.
I'm standing right now near a sort of a makeshift camp near a government building. A lot of people, mostly women and children, who are trying to get out of southern Kyrgyzstan, make their way to the airport, and they're hoping not to be stranded there. They're hoping they can get a flight and get up to the capital, Bishkek, and perhaps get out of the country or stay there if they have relatives.
NPR's David Green reporting from Kyrgyzstan. Closing arguments will be heard today in a federal trial challenging California's ban on same-sex marriage. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more on what the judge in the case is planning for the session.
Federal Judge Yvonne Walker has scheduled 4 hours to hear lawyers supporting and opposing Proposition 8. That's the 2008 voter-approved measure that banned same-sex marriage in California. Two couples, one gay and one lesbian, filed suit, arguing that the ban deprives them of the constitutional guarantees of equal protection and due process. Supporters of Prop 8 say the law preserves the traditional definition of marriage and that the courts should not overturn a voter-approved law. Judge Walker has instructed both sides to submit written responses to almost 40 questions he wants addressed in today's arguments. His decision is expected later this summer and is certain to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
At least 3 people are dead in Indonesia after a series of earthquakes rumbled across the country. The most powerful tremor had a magnitude of 7. The quakes triggered landslides and demolished dozens of homes. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.